Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A warm night across Israel with clear skies and mild temperatures in Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, and Haifa, making it a pleasant evening for those stepping out. Here are today's headlines. First, a Palestinian report claims a baby was killed by IDF fire in Hebron, with the parents injured. The IDF responded, stating the force felt their vehicle accelerating towards them. This comes from Walla just in. Also, the Lebanese president accused Iran of using his country as a bargaining chip in talks with the U.S. He questioned, "Aren't you fed up with war since 1948? This report was from Times of Israel earlier today. Also this hour, Israel reportedly threatened a strike on Beirut if Hezbollah fires on northern communities again. This follows Hezbollah firing surface-to-air missiles at Israeli aircraft. Ynet reported this 4 hours ago. Separately, in the race for Jerry Nadler's seat, there's much discussion on Israel, but little disagreement among candidates. Forward provided this insight from earlier today. And finally, Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This move could aid Trump's peace efforts with Iran. Axios reported this over 12 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Dan Linnaeus, an international law analyst, posted just minutes ago that the language of the Canada-EU joint statement demands both Israel and Hezbollah cease operations unconditionally. He argues this undermines Israel's right to self-defense. Ihab Hassan, a Palestinian activist, shared horrific accounts of attacks on Christian villages in the West Bank, posting earlier today about fires destroying land and olive trees. Ziada Sali, a Middle Eastern affairs commentator, noted the U.S. strikes on Iranian radar sites after Tehran launched drones at Hormuz. He posted this 31 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Hebron. The IDF confirmed an incident involving gunfire earlier today, claiming the vehicle posed a threat. This adds tension in an already volatile region, with potential repercussions for local civilian safety. The source was Walla. Turning to Lebanon, President Ayoun expressed frustration over Iran's influence, suggesting it complicates Lebanon's internal politics. His remarks highlight ongoing regional tensions, with potential impacts on diplomatic relations. This was reported by Times of Israel. Meanwhile, the threat of an Israeli strike on Beirut points to escalating tensions. The recent missile alerts in northern Israel underscore the fragility of the current ceasefire. This has implications for security and stability in the region, as noted by Ynet. On the diplomatic front, the race for Nadler's seat shows Israel remains a key issue for U.S. voters. The candidates' discussions reflect broader concerns about U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East. Forward provided this analysis. And finally, Trump's announced ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon introduces a pause in hostilities. This development might offer a window for renewed diplomacy, particularly concerning the U.S.-Iran relationship. Axios reported this. Turning to business and markets. First, Orit Stanton from Just emphasizes that perks do not solve burnout, citing poor management as the root cause. The company is addressing this issue amid ongoing challenges. This comes from Katech. Separately, Elron and Raphael plan a $300 million investment in dual-use companies over the next 3 years. This strategic move aims to bolster innovation and development. The report is from Globes. And finally, starting at midnight, gas prices will drop sharply. The price of 95-octane gasoline will fall to 7.80 shekels per liter, thanks to a stronger shekel and lower global fuel prices. This is according to Ynet Business. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.